the interesting thing about the Pink River Dolphins is they then go into the forest to hunt, just kind of wide open. And with that, they've evolved from being toothed whales. When the Andes rose up, they were trapped in the Amazon, and evolved, and they're obligate fresh water. They're not salt water at all. And they can also flex their bodies almost in half to get around trees and things like that. They're different than ocean dolphins in that their beaks are longer, and then they have small cilia or small things to feel on the end of their beaks, and it's a very low visibility environment, so they're communicating by echolocation.
A drowned Amazon forest is a difficult place for them to move. So how did you get into position to capture them on tape?
We go in with small boats and the water hyacinths and everything being pushed down the river, these tributaries that you got to hack your way through it. Once you get into the Oxbow Lakes, then which change every year, the dolphins can operate in there really well, and they tend to hang out in there as the water comes up. And then the water will rise 20 to 30 feet to submerge the forest, and then they can go into the forest and they come out. And I've been down there multiple seasons to record, and over four different times of field recording down there, I've got 10 seconds of recording, 30 seconds of recording, and the last time when it was just the right moment where they're going in to start to hunt in these fish nests, I got 5 hours of recording.
So what are we actually hearing when we listen to the audio?
So there's a mixture of sounds, and these aren't surface sounds. It's recorded with a hydrophone. On the surface, you're hearing the dolphins, and a lot of people that have seen dolphins, when they come up for air, because they are mammals, you'll hear the blow happen. But when they go subsurface, then they're communicating in this whole array of more ultrasonic sounds, so we're catching the edge of that. But there's also sound of croaking of, in Amazonian freshwater, fish are not well characterized, that should be catfish that we're hearing. So you're hearing this kind of mixture of croaking of these fish and then communication of the dolphins to pinpoint where there's really good things to eat.
You said at the beginning they're a very endangered species. Do you have a feeling that making these recordings is important because maybe as a species they might not exist in the future?
The pressure that's going on right now is kind of astounding, and it's happening in all the Amazonian, in the Amazon basin with the countries there. So in Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Venezuela, and then all the way down into Bolivia as well. There's a lot of colonists that have gone down to the Amazon basin because they're landless and they want to farm catfish because there's a big market for them. So the biggest piece of protein to put in that aquaculture is Pink River dolphins. So they'll shoot them or hack them up into bits and raise catfish, then send them out to an export market, maybe in Colombia or something like that. And that's happening all over the Amazon basin right now. It's kind of horrific. And you see these beautiful animals and they, you know, you can see them surface and they, you know, it's pretty remote down there. It's hard to enforce. It's definitely illegal in Peru to kill a Pink River dolphin, but it happens. So we're trying to raise consciousness with these recordings and then bring this into new works, creative works and scientific works to start to document that.